Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Jordan for CCR to House Bill 1035.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1035 by Jordan of the House and Newberry of the Senate, an act relating to arbitration.
Representative Jordan, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill simply restores title and deals with the Oklahoma Uniform Arbitration Act. Move adoption.
Questions on the bill? Looks like Representative Collins, you have a question. You recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Jordan, if I'm understanding this correctly, this still has language in there that says an arbitrator does not have to explain their ruling. Is that correct?
That is correct. However, if you look at the first paragraph of the bill, paragraph A, it talks about how the parties in their arbitration agreement can agree to have the arbitrator give a reasoned award and explain their conclusions and findings.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Have you ever been involved in an arbitration ruling?
No, I haven't.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To me, it makes sense. I've been involved in lots of them. Hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't know, a lot of them. But it makes sense, especially if you want to learn from the situation, whether you win or lose, but you want to learn from it, so you want to have an understanding of why an arbitrator comes to the conclusion that they do. Why would you not want the arbitrator in each and every case to explain their ruling, regardless of whether it was for you or against you?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, and there's ways around that. First of all, like I said before, in the arbitration agreement or in the contract that the parties would sign, they can agree to have a reasoned award and have those conclusions presented by the arbitrator at the end of the award. You know, just one reason I can think of why you might not want to have a conclusion of law stated as a reason for the arbitration award is that many times in arbitration, the arbitrators are not attorneys. There may be a duty expert in an area, such as an architect or an engineer or maybe an accountant. They're not lawyers. They're not there to actually base these decisions on specific statutory law or precedent from the courts. That would severely limit and hamper the awards they might be able to give that individual through the arbitration.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your response just prompted another question because I'm still amazed that, you know, if this person is selected for whatever reason because of their expertise in a given field, they're basing their decision on something. I still don't understand why you wouldn't want to know, why parties wouldn't want to know what it was that influenced that decision, regardless of whether it came out for you or against you. I mean, arbitrators are well paid. They're professionals. Why wouldn't you want them to explain their decision?
Well, I mean, you're correct. I mean, there are many instances where people may want to know exactly why or what conclusions or what basis or whatever that the decision was made. And if that is the case, then all you have to do is simply look at paragraph A of the statute, and it gives the parties contracting for that arbitration agreement the ability to do that. All they have to do is put it in their contract. Paragraph C, which we are deleting through this bill, is simply contradictory to everything that's in paragraph A. And Oklahoma has adopted the Uniform Arbitration Act, and paragraph C is not part of that Uniform Act that 48 other states have adopted. So all they have to do is simply put it in their arbitration agreement and say they want to have conclusions presented at the end.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate your indulgence. What would happen then if one party wanted the explanation and the other party did not?
Well, then they just wouldn't agree to arbitration and they would go to court.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Jordan moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Representative Russolo, do you have a question? Okay, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry I was late on the button there.
It's okay.
A little slow today. Representative Jordan, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the right copy, but is the title off this bill or has it been restored?
No, we're restoring title through the CCR. Yes, sir.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Jordan moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR respond by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Chairs in doubt, clerk will activate the machine for division on the adoption of the CCR. Been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote. Representative Proctor votes nay. We're voting on the adoption of the CCR, members. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Clerk, declare the vote.
57 aye, 34 nay.
Having received a majority of votes cast, I declare the CCR to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1035 by Jordan of the House and Newberry of the Senate, an act relating to arbitration.
Representative Jordan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Duncan votes aye. Representative Shelton votes nay. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Dank votes aye. 30 seconds, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative McPeak votes nay. Clerk, declare the vote.
58 aye, 39 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.